Welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in John chapter 5. We left off last time in verse number 24. And we're pursuing, we have the series of broadcasts that are asking these three questions. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? Are you ready? Are you ready for these things? Here we're taking a look at this passage in John 5. The Lord's healed a man, and he did so on the Sabbath. And then as he talks with the Jews, the religious leaders of the day, he claims that God is his father. They're really tore up about that because he's made himself, in doing so, he's made himself equal with God. And so then he tells that he's not a freelancer. He says there's going to be more things that the Lord's going to do. I think that's manifested in the miracles, especially the miracles of where he's going to raise two men and a little girl at different times from the dead, but also that the Lord Jesus is going to raise from the dead himself. I mean, they will know that that's the case. And so he says he's no freelancer. There's more to come that the Father is going to do through him. And then he says here, as the Father has life, so the Lord Jesus Christ has life, the Son. And not only that, that the Father they honor the Father, you know, they claim God, and they look to the law and the Word of God that has been given. And so they honor him in that way. They look to God as being the Creator. And so he tells them that so that the Lord Jesus, what the Father has done is so the Lord Jesus can be honored as the Father is honored by them. Judgment has been given to him, and it says in verse 22, all judgment. And so, and so the purpose is that all would honor the Son like they do the Father. And God's a package deal. You don't get the Father without getting the Son. You don't get the Son without getting the Father. God Almighty is one God, yet his work and his being, his person is so great, he manifests himself to us in this way. And then he says into this, and he's speaking of salvation. I find that interesting. You know, judgment's been given to the Son, but you know what? Before judgment, there's the warning. Before judgment, there's the necessity of the gospel. Before judgment, there is long suffering on the part of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that great? It's always that way with the Lord. He tells about our terribleness and our despicableness of our depravity and our sin, but he always holds up that there's hope in Christ. What a God. You know, it's said by those that follow other gods that are held to and followed in our day, that there are gods that trick men, that the gods that look to deceive men. You know, God Almighty is not a deceiver, and he's not a trickster. God Almighty is always telling the truth and is always about the truth. The truth is preeminent with God. He can be trusted. He never lies. He's not going to play with people. He's not going to play with people. He's going to tell the truth. And here it is with the Lord, before he deals with this subject or more about this judgment, he's telling about how sinners can be saved. He that heareth my word, verse 24, and believeth on him that sent me, believe that he is the only begotten Son of God, hath everlasting life, present tense. You can have everlasting life right now, an everlasting life that you can't lose because it's based in and founded upon Christ. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And once you pass from death unto life, you don't go back to death. And those that preach today that you can lose your salvation, they don't understand about the greatness and the power of God. He is all about life. It is sin that has brought death. And he's defeated sin and paid for the sins of his people. Paid the debt of sin that sinners can be saved. And so when you pass from death unto life, there's no condemnation. There's no coming damnation. No coming condemnation by the judge, because the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. He's paid the debt of your sin for you. And he says there, verily, verily, it's very important information. He goes on to say in verse 25, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is. He said there's coming hour. And well, no matter of fact, that hour is right now. The hour is right now, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. The voice of the Lord is going to go forth. The voice of the Son of God is going to go forth, and there are going to be those that are going to hear. Is that you? I pray that it would be, that you would hear, the voice of the Lord calling. You need salvation by Him. You need life by Him. You need forgiveness by Him. And it's only found in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, that came, lived, suffered, bled, and died, was buried, and rose again. So a sinner like you can be saved. Believe in Him. Trust in Him. Repent of your sins before God and trust in Him and be saved. Verse 26. For as the Father hath life in Himself, He reiterates this, He tells it again, so hath He given to the Son to have life in Himself. So the Father has done that for the Son, and I believe the context here is the Son is a man, a body Thou hast prepared Me, it says in Hebrews. And so the Lord Jesus coming as a man, even as a man, He's God, He's 100% God, 100% man, and He has life in Himself, and that's what the directive of the Father. Jesus is submissive and obedient to the Father in every way. He's given life unto, as the Father hath life in Himself, so hath He given the Son to have life in Himself as a man. The Son, God the Son, before He became a man, always had life in Himself. God is life. But He's given the Son, the only begotten Son, the one that was born, has life in Himself too. Verse 27, and hath given Him authority to execute judgment also. Why? Because He's the Son of Man. See, He's the representative of men before God. It is right and it's most holy and most just that a man judge men. I find that interesting. But see, Jesus, or God Almighty, is not going to be unfair or unjust in any way. And so He has ordained a man, Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, that will be the judge of men. It can never be said about God that the judge that He has appointed, the Lord Jesus Christ, God, the God-man, it can never be said that, well, God just doesn't understand. Because the Lord does understand, because He became a man. He became a man. And He's the Savior, as he said. And He's also the authority and the judge. Authority to execute judgment also, because He is the Son of Man. He's been given authority because He is the Son of Man. He is a man. He fully identifies with us as a man. We don't have the same daddy. And therefore, He's sin free. He's sinless. And so then we come on to this about the judgment, verse 28. Marvel not at this. He said, don't be slack jawed about this and uncomprehending about this. Marvel not at this. for the hour is coming. He said there the present hour is at hand, in verse 25, that the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. You hear the message of the gospel. You hear that about the Lord Jesus Christ. You hear the message about your sinfulness and your wickedness and your nastiness before God and your need of a Savior. You hear that and you believe in Christ and you trust in Him to save you. But in addition to that, marvel not at this, verse 28, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear His voice, all. And we've taken a look in different passages in these series of messages and broadcasts that have taken a look at how it's going to be with the saints. When the trump sounds and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God sounds, the children of God are coming forth. With the shout, will the shout be as it was when the Lord said to Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth? Will the Lord Jesus say, my people, my children, come forth? Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming which all that are in the grave shall hear His voice. There's a distinction. It's not one rapture. It's not one raising. And shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Good. It's not talking about man's works. It's talking about obedience to the Lord. The Lord said in the beginning of His ministry, repent and believe the gospel. The message of the Lord has always been, look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of all the ends of the earth. Salvation's of the Lord, Jonah said. Salvation's of the Lord. And sinners need to look to Christ, need to look to the Lord for salvation, for help, and deliverance. It's only by the Lord. It's only by faith in Him. Those that have done good in that way, not that we've earned our salvation, it's all in Christ. But those that have been obedient to the Lord will be raised and will be called forth to the resurrection of life. And it goes on to say in verse 29, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. That resurrection that's told about there in Revelation chapter 20. We've read it before and we'll read it again, and it's so very true. In verse number 11 of Revelation 20, and I saw the great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose the face and earth had fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in their books, according to their works. It's all they had. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. This is the resurrection of damnation. And death and hell, the grave, delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, that is death and the grave. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Back in John chapter 5, marvel not at this, verse 28, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear His voice, and shall come forth they that have done good in the resurrection of life. And the only way a sinner can do good is by trusting Christ. And they that have done evil, those rejectors of Christ and His salvation, His gospel, His truth, under the resurrection of damnation. Jesus wraps this up and this thought up by saying, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Sinner, I point you to Christ. We who are saved, may we rejoice in our Lord and what He saved us from. May we praise Him eternally. May we be a good witness of good things in Christ to this lost and dying world. I see that our time is past for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7000. 3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.